I saw an interesting word. The Gemara says, why is it that the Klal Yisrael deserved to be punished in the years of Esther and Mordechai? Why did they deserve such a harsh punishment? Nischayvu Kloyo, the Gemara says, why would they deserve such a terrible punishment? What was the root of the problem? The Gemara says, the reason of all the tragedies, the source of it, was because Shenenu, they enjoyed Suz HaChashverosh. And the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses, potentially because of Yai Nesach, or other potentially Suim. They even went to the Suz HaChashverosh, they invited, and they joined, and they went to the Suz HaChashverosh, and they enjoyed it. They were maybe initially forced for it, but either way, they enjoyed it. And because of that, they deserved to be punished. I saw a duke that some of our Shem say, well, why is Shenenu Suz HaChashverosh? They enjoyed the Suz HaChashverosh. They said they joined. And they went to the Suz HaChashverosh. They went, Shenenu Suz HaChashverosh, what is exactly the duke over here? What is the point? What is stressed, emphasized? Shenenu Suz HaChashverosh. So I saw a mighty gevurah. It's an important point. So that the fact that they went, you know, sometimes you have to do things that were forced by the government to go there. You're forced. It was imposed on them to go. But it's one thing if you have to go and then after you enjoy it. Sometimes you have to do an avera. Sometimes it's onus. Sometimes the person is inevitably in a situation that he doesn't want to be there, really. But at the end of the day, it depends what you do about it. How affected are they? By them, they were pulled into Suz HaChashverosh. But once they were drinking, they enjoyed themselves tremendously. And they enjoyed the fact that they were in a situation that they couldn't do the mitzvahs properly, and they were drinking wine, which was also to them, and they were in society which wasn't befitting for them. And they enjoyed it. They ended up enjoying the situation. That was the problem. The root of the problem is that you're enjoying your averas, that they enjoyed their averas rather than enjoying the mitzvahs. And rather they should have been a bit bitter about it. And they shouldn't have been they shouldn't have enjoyed it. They shouldn't have been a pleasurable experience to be drinking wine, which is also to them, and to be in a society which isn't befitting for them. That was the problem. You're enjoying the averas, the Ribono Shel Chalila. You know, there's punishments. Obviously, the lesson from that is that a person is to learn how to enjoy the mitzvahs to the greatest extent. And that's maybe why there's the element on Purim, the element of this tremendous enjoyment and that leichtkeit and that joy and that relaxed kind of it's to show that the pleasure of the mitzvahs as opposed to Shenenu Suz HaChashverosh. As we said, it's in the air. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're up to Simon Shin Aleph. We are up to Seif Gimel. And we'll be learning tonight the halachas, a bit more about walking, running, jumping. We'll be talking about a little bit of Chashash Shechita. And hopefully we'll be going into the beginning of the halachas of Malbush and Masu, Seif Zayin, on Be'ezer Hashem, which is the core and essential part of the Simon. Siv Gimel Hoyoilech Vigyal Amasamayim. Trouble. A person was walking and he reached a Amasamayim, a river which was flowing, and he needs to cross the river. Now he's got two options. He can either go around, which will be increasing his walk, and you're not meant to just, it's increasing his walk by a substantial amount by going all the way around, or potentially he could jump over. To jump over, what is he meant to do? Jumping is not great. So what's the halach? So he said over here, Yochal Ledalgoi, you are allowed to jump over, Velikpoitz Oleo, you're allowed to jump over the river, Afilu Irchova, although it may be as wide, She'einu Yochal is unable, Le'aniach Ragle Rishoyne, to place one foot, Kodim She'akrishnyo, which that is the definition of Diluk, that you're jumping, that one foot reaches one, you can't just take a big step, that the second foot is still on ground, no, you have to literally jump over, to jump over with both feet in the air, kodim shakashnyo, umutev shedalek, it is better to jump over this river, mema better than shakifenu, you go all around it, pipne shemar bibahiluch, there's an issa of unnecessarily increasing a person's walk. It's unnecessary to walk like that. If there's any particular benefit in the walk, you're enjoying it as an oinek, then it's a pleasure, you're allowed to do it. But if you are walking just in order for the, not for the pleasure of it, so there's an issa of mar bebeiluch, increasing the walk. Increasing, Shabbos is a relaxing day, don't just walk for nothing. So what is better, to jump over the river or to go around it? So better to jump over than to increase the hiluch. But also, lavoi boy, what you're certainly not allowed to do is to cross, to go right through the water. Shaloi yavoi li deschita, because inevitably you're going to be soichet, you're going to squeeze the water out. Not inevitably, but you're likely to deschita to squeeze your wet clothes that got wet as you cross the river. There's an itzeschit. You may end up, as you walk out, you may end up squeezing the water which is absorbed in your clothing. There is an interesting Shaitzian, which is actually on the earliest Siman, but it may be worthwhile pointing out over here, that addresses the question, are you allowed to walk to bring about some appetite? You're not so hungry yet. So we understand that to walk for no purpose, we're saying now to Mabe Behiluch, you're not allowed to. Okay, I hear that. What about if you want to walk because you're not that hungry yet, and you want to increase your appetite, you're going for a little spazier, you're going around the block, to open up your appetite. Is this permitted or also? Oineg. So it's not really oineg. But you're telling, why is it oineg? You're enjoying. Why? Well, because how are you ma'anek the Shabbos? Because you will be eating. It enables you to be ma'anek Shabbos. So very interestingly, Chiddush, I think it's a Chiddush, in Shaitzian Siv Cotton Test, he brings from a duke in the Rambam, that if you're, well, he's not talking about walk, he's not actually talking about walking, he's talking about jogging. He's talking about even jogging. He brings the machlokes between the Morgan Avraham and the Taz, that it may be, it's a machlokes as to whether it's mutar. So he's not talking about walking, he's talking about jogging. Somebody wants to go for a jog, in order to bring about the appetite. It's a machlokes as to whether you're allowed to or not. But perhaps it's true to say, for a little walk, I think you might be more lenient. That leads us to Sif Dalet. Hoyoheilech lidva mitzvah. Somebody is walking for a mitzvah purpose. Kugoin, such as, lehakbil pnei rabbi, to visit his mentor, his teacher. Hoyoheilech dva mitzvah kugoin, lehakbil pnei rabbi, oy, or pnei shagadol memenu b'chochma, somebody is greater than him in wisdom. Some people think there's nobody greater in wisdom than themselves. But this is the person who appreciates it, somebody who taught him something, and he wants to visit that person now. He wants to visit a person who is either his mentor, his teacher, his rabbi, who is somebody stam wiser than him. Yochel lavoi bo, you're allowed to cross a river. Why would you not be allowed to cross the river? If it's not a wiser person? Because potentially, is that a schita? Yeah, potentially schita. Ubilvat, so we have a problem of schita. You're potentially doing schita. You may squeeze up you may squeeze out the liquid in your clothing as you're going to go to your rebbe. So how do you help that? Ubilvat shiyase shinui. You should make a shinui, a distinct recognition, a shinui, a change. Kagoin such as shaloyotzi yodim mitachas sfas chalukoi. You do not take your hands out of sfas chalukoi of the in your cloak. There's a sfas the what's called the bottom, the edge of the cloak. What is that called? The hem. You don't take out. You have, like a pocket, basically a pocket. You don't take your hand out of the pocket of your cloak. Kidei in order she is, because you remember, you're not going to come to squeeze to schita. And that's it. So you keep your hands in there in the pocket, and like this, you can allow to cross the river. Like this, you can remember not to do schita. As you go out of the water, you may be tempted to squeeze out. No, I'm not going to squeeze out. My hands in the pocket is going to remember not to do any schita. You are not allowed to cross with your sandoloi, which are sandals, the kivin sheinoch lehatkoi, since you cannot tighten them properly, velekoshoi, and to tie them properly, yofei, tightly, chashinon were concerned, dilmon nofal, maybe they're going to fall off as he crosses the water, vasilis, you're going to end up carrying them. Very understandably, you're crossing a river, and you've got sandals on, and the sandals may be like pushed, like the current may be like pushing the sandals away, so you may be tempted to just take off the sandals and carry them. So therefore, no. If you're crossing with some sort of sandals or something, Crocs, belas, yeah, you're not allowed to do that. because you're going to end up carrying them. You're going to end up carrying them. So you're not allowed to. But if the shoes are properly tied shoes, then there's no problem. You're not going to take them off, and you're allowed to cross the water with them. Here is an interesting point that, so we're defining over here that if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, really, you're not allowed to cross the river on Shabbos. Not allowed to cross the river on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. Because you're going to end up doing schita maybe. You're not going to end up squeezing. But under certain circumstances, mutter. If there's a mitzvah purpose, it's mutter. What's the example of mitzvah purpose? To greet the Rebbe, to visit the Rebbe or a teacher. The Bialoch over here and the Mishnebura to some extent goes into a discussion what is considered the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabboi, to visit the Rebbe and a teacher, is not only if he's actually going to give a shir or he's going to teach you something, even just the actual fact of visiting a person who is great in wisdom, that's actually a mitzvah. And that's an interesting point. Mishnah Berurah over here goes in the Bialocha, goes a little bit off subject and defines what is the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabboi. How often do you have to go to somebody who is really much greater in Chochmah? How often do you have to go and greet a person like that? That's what Mishnah Berurah goes into. That's right. Same as the Gemara. And the Gemara says it depends how far he lives. If he's a person who lives out of town, you have to go potentially once a week or once a month. But if it is very far, you have to at least go, that's out of town. But if it's really far, you have to go at least Yom Tov, you have to go and visit your Rebbe. That's what he says. So that's at least one, for Yom Tov, you have to go. Pam achas beregel al kulponim. The Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah defines, is it a mitzvah to go and visit your father? Mitzvah to visit the father? On Shabbos? Would you be allowed to do that? No, yeah. Mishnah Berurah points out in Seif Katan, Yud, that the same halacha would apply Huadin Pnei Oviv. If you want to visit your father on Shabbos, you'll have to cross the river too.
What about your mother?
Same will apply. Yeah, Mugnavon Mamash points out that it's same mother and father. Mm-hmm. What about if the Rebbe wants to visit his Talmud? Is he allowed to cross the river?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says not allowed to. Also, a Rebbe doesn't have to go down to his Talmudim to cross the river for that. It's also the other way around. Yeah, so...
grandfather,
Mistama also. Mistama also. Mistama, good question. See, hey, what if a person wants to go and visit his teacher, his master, his Rebbe, and at the same time he's gone there, but now he wants to know if he can go back. Is he allowed to go back to cross the river back or not? On the way back now. Way back? Mutter also. Mutter? Why? Oh. Says in Shulchan Aruch, Ha'olech Dvar Mitzvah, somebody goes for mitzvah matter and he crossed the river. Mutter Lavoi B'mayim is allowed to cross the water, Af Bechazor, even on the way back. Kidei in order, Sheloite Machshidol Asidlovo, in order to cause a person, what's the correct expression?
Stumble,
that's the word. Thank you very much. Also, in future. If you say to everybody, Talmidim, you'd have to cross the river to greet your master on the way there. But you're not to walk back, inevitably, what's going to happen is they're not going to go because they want to be home later on. They just want to go and visit, cross the river, go and visit, give the respect, the due respect, and after this return back home. If they know they can only do one way and the way back is prohibited, they're not going to do it. So in order to allow them to go in the first place, we all chachamim also allowed on the way back to cross the river on the way back. Absolutely, yes, that's where it comes from. This, with regards to hospitals, there's an additional element as well. This is the root of the het is what you're saying, shloite machshir lo silovoy, that we allow people to go back. But there's another point as well that people say that there's no, that the least, what's the word that people say that the most unhealthy place to be is hospital. They say that the most likely place to get infection is in hospital. That's what they say. That's what they say. It's true. No, it sounds very.
There's a doctor. Well, this is my mother. There was a patient who refused to go home. She was discharged, and the and she refused to go.
She refused to go.
And I heard the doctor tell her, you know what, you're better out than in. The longer you stay in, the greater risk of infection.
Right, yeah, that's the So there may be another element why when he's allowed to leave the hospital because of that aspect as well. That it's just not a particularly safe place to be. Siv Vav, ha'olech lishmo peroisav, somebody who guards his, wants to go across the river to safeguard, to protect his fruits that are growing on the in a field. They're allowed to do that. He's crossing the river to look after his field. Look, Shulchan Aruch says, very interesting what you're saying. Very, very interesting. Shulchan Aruch says, ha'olech lishmo peroisav, somebody who wants to look after his fruit in the field, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to cross the river to look after your field. But on the way back, what is the reason for that? Mishnah Berurah is mechadash. In Shivkot New Dalit, lishma peroisav, the shmiras memoy noinam. You have a ktsas mitzvah. It's considered a mitzvah to look after your money. It's considered a mitzvah. Unbelievable. It's really a big chiddush that to look after one's possessions. It's a mitzvah. So you're allowed to go to cross the river, which you're only allowed to do for mitzvah purpose. You're allowed to do that to safeguard, to protect, to look after, to guard the peiros. You peiros the field, which is clearly a, we would have assumed that it's a chol. Yeah, it's that's right. It's very, very, it's, it sounds like a very big surprise. The way back is not permitted though. Pachim Ktanim. Yeah, there may be a comparison. Yeah, the jugs. Yeah, the Pachim Ktanim, the little jugs. He went to look after. Yeah. Yeah, very interesting. Very, very interesting comparison. I wonder if it's connected. Very interesting. Very, very nice thought. Yeah, it's considered a Dvar Mitzvah. It's considered Dvar Mitzvah. So we see over here that Panosa is considered, it's another Mekor, that Panosa, to bring Elich Panosa is a Dvar Mitzvah. Right. Now, having said this, we're now ready to proceed with the core element of Siman Shin Ayin, which is the halachas of Malbush and Tachshit, Masu, etc. I need to make a little bit of a word of introduction over here. There is a halacha. One of the starting point is Melachis Hoytzah. There is one of the third time halachas, as we know, is the halacha of carrying on Shabbos. Carrying on Shabbos. Now we understand that anybody who carries on Shabbos is chayef. Donan Isa Diraisa Melachas Hoytzah, one of 39 Melachas. There is, however, another element within that, that anything that a person wears is not included in the Isa of Hoytzah. Anybody, for very obvious reasons, anybody who wears any clothing, that's not considered Hoytzah, it's not considered carrying. The background of that is actually it's actually quite a challenge and a discussion in the Achronim. Why is that so? How do we define it exactly? That whatever you wear is not considered carrying. But the beauty of the English language, I think I pointed out yesterday, the beauty of it, and that's not in German, for instance, and in Yiddish, you don't have that distinction at all. In English, there is that beautiful distinction between carrying and wearing. In Yiddish or in German, it's all trogen. You're wearing it and carrying it in the same language, same word. But in English, you have that distinction between wearing and carrying. Having said that, it needs still to be understood exactly. What is the definition exactly? Why is it that I'm allowed to have a jacket and a coat and a hat, for that matter? Why is that considered carrying? Why not? Why am I allowed to wear my hat on Shabbos? Why? Why is it not? Why is it different than the tissue in the pocket? Why is it different than the umbrella? It's covering the goof. Is that the definition? That everything that covers my... So what about gloves? What about... I'm saying, it's covering my body. Is that the definition? So anything that covers my body will be permitted. I mean, we all know the discussion about watch. What is it? So we need to define it exactly. What is it? What is the definition of what is permitted, what is not permitted? Same with jewelry as well. Which jewelry is permitted? Why is it not considered carrying? Now, carrying very obviously, and that needs to be pointed out straight out of this seif over here, has nothing to do with the fact that you're holding it in your hand. It's nothing to do with it, right? If something is in your pocket, or you have a rucksack which is hanging, a bag which is hanging over your shoulder, it's chayev chatos. Chayav Chatos is not the fact you're holding it in your hand. So what is it exactly that makes it you're allowed to wear clothing? What is the point? What is exactly the heter? So the answer to that is, that whilst there's various nuschos and achronim, but the point is that anything that is bottled to your gufs, certain things which is just here, which serves your body a purpose directly, it becomes bottled, it becomes nullified to your guf, and that is something which you're allowed to wear. But that itself, we're going to see, it's not so poshut. It needs to be defined and it needs to be sharpened, because sometimes, at times, you will see that it's not permitted. Sometimes when you wear a few jumpers in the summer, it's not so poshut. Yeah. Right, tie. What is the head of a tie? Very, very good. If it's interesting emotion about that, we will discuss that mitzvah Hashem. What is the head of a tie? It's absolutely, what's the head of a tie? Why is a tie motor to be worn? So the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Zayin is going to give us an initial definition, gives us a bit of a category of what is permitted, what not. Kol ha'yotze bedavar she'eino tachshit. Okay, anybody who walks out bedava with something she'eino tachshit, which is not jewelry, v'yeino derech malbush, and is not a regular, is not derech malbush, and is not worn, something which is not a clothing, so it's not a tachshit and it's not a clothing, eino derech malbush, v'yitzioi, any walked out with it, k'derech she'regil loitzed osedava, and he carried it in a regular way. Chayev is chayev. So if something is not considered a jewelry and it's not considered a clothing and it's walking out with this, he's chayev chat, is chayev. Don is the reise. For kol tachshit, and similarly also on a rabbinical level, anybody for kol tachshit, anybody who's got jewelry, shurofo, which is loose, she'ef shaloi, which is easily, bekal lipol, it can easily fall off, jewelry which can easily fall off, or Sulatze's boy is prohibited Mederabonon to walk out with it, Vemyotza, and if he did walk out with it, Potu is Potu. Means Mederaisa, any tachshit, any jewelry is Mutter. But if it's a jewelry that can easily be, which is loose and can easily fall out, that kind of jewelry is also Mederabonon. Veisha, and a woman, Loi Seitze betachshitim, should not walk out with jewelry, Shedako leshalfom, Perish Lasir Meoleo. A woman is not allowed to walk out with jewelry which is likely to take off, will arouse someone to show it. Some jewelry, there is just a woman may be tempted to take it off and show it. And that kind of jewelry certainly is awesome with the rabbanon to carry, because she's likely to just do very much that, to take it off and show it to her friends. Aile, come on, Shin Gimel, Vimosu, Afilu Bechotzer Bevais. Later is defined exactly where is that's permitted, where not. Hilkach, a few examples to start us off. Lo Yoytze Ish, a man is not allowed to walk out. Lo Yoytze, not with a sword. Don't walk out with a sword. Don't walk out with a sword. It's called carrying. For Lo Yoytzeches, not with a bow and arrow. For Lo Yoytzeches, not with a shield. All those items, all that equipment, even if you feel like walking out with this, don't walk out with it on Shabbos. Perish Morgan, a shield. V'loi be'ala, which is a stick. Don't take a stick. Whilst there's more discussion about an old man's stick or a rabbish stick, will still be discussed. V'loi be'roimach, with a spear. V'loi be'kelim she'enom tachshit, any equipment, keep them at home on Shabbos. Don't walk out with them on Shabbos if it's not jewelry. V'im yotzan, if you did walk out with any of those items, chayov chatos is chayov. It's also mederaisa, shield, sword, any of that, it's also mederaisa. V'loi be shirian, v'loi be kasto. That is a helmet. Kovei shel bazel helmet. Leave your helmet at home. V'loi be magafayim. That's a chiddush. Why is a shield a chiddush? It's a chiddush. Pardon? It's worn. Right? It's worn. It's worn, but nevertheless, it's also. Loi magafayim, which is army boots, and polish shel bazel. Army boots, don't walk out with them. V'imyotza potum, but if you did walk out with them, it's potum. Hashem derech malbush, because these are also medrabon only because you are wearing them. There's more on that. Hashem, we'll speak about it in a different shiur. For loyotze v'tfilin, tfilin is also prohibited. It's contrary to proper belief. They're not muktzah intrinsically, but you're not allowed to walk out with tefillin on Shabbos because you have to take them out before you go into to be excused. So therefore, it's also the rabbanon to walk out to walk around with tefillin on Shabbos. For lo yitzei kot beminol gadol, a child should not walk out with shoes which is oversized, much different size for them. Tel menofil v'asil esuyei, because they may fall off. Havolo yitzei bechol gadol, but on a clothing which is substantially much too big, much too wide on him, that is permitted. For lo yitzei beminol echad. If you have got one shoe only on and one shoe off, if you've got one shoe on, one shoe off, that's also, unless you've got a wound, then it's okay. People maybe end up laughing. Her name is going to start carrying the second shoe. Therefore, don't walk out with one shoe on, one shoe off. But if it's got a wound on one foot, you're allowed to walk with one shoe on, one shoe off. Okay, these are rules, and there's much more details on this, which will be discussed in later Simanim, in later Seifim, which will be discussed in Mitzvah in later Seifim, much more detailed, and this is just an introduction to these Seifim. We learned tonight, Bezer Hashem, we spoke about that better to jump over a river than to go around it. We learned that you're not allowed to just go across a river because you're going to end up being squeezing the water out of your wet clothes, which is chashash medrabanon. You are allowed to do so though for mitzvah purpose, such as visiting your rebbe, your teacher. That would be permitted. Similarly, also to visit your parents. You are even allowed but you have to do a hekka, such as putting your hands in your pocket. You're allowed to do so even on the way back because we want to enable people to go in the first place. And people may have reservation to do so. So therefore, you're allowed to go back as well. We are allowed to even go and visit and safeguard and protect and look after your fields. You're not allowed to walk back though. And then we start discussing the rules of Tachshit and Malbush. Anything which is genuinely a jewelry and genuinely a clothing is permitted. However, if there's a chashash, you may take it off. It's also, and similarly, any potential equipment which you're holding will be also either with the Raisa or with the Rabbanon. More on that, Bez Hashem, next year. Unfortunately, tomorrow there will be no share.